8th parak of Kelim, 8th Mishnah. Nimsa b'mokam hanochas eitzim. The sheretz was in a place where they put the fire of this kira. Rabbi Yehuda Aimeh menasafa chitzayinu lefnim tamir. He holds that from the outside border of that area of the wall of the this kira is considered inside. The Chacham equates this to the previous Mishnah, that a hole for the chimney. Say over here also, from the inside, the thickness outwards is considered outside. Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yossi says that if it's within the area where the pot is put on, in other words, the wall has a certain thickness and they support a pot on the top of it. So the area that's underneath the pot is considered inside of the kira koifach. And if there's a sheretz in that area, it's tahmi. Kenegad shvisa kateir chutz tahar. If it's outside of that area, then it's considered the outside of the clean. It's not a time of the inside. Names of Mokum Yeshivas HaBalon. There used to be a place for the one who used to heat it up. Balon is the one who heated up a bathhouse. So they had this tanner, which heated up water for the Mechatz. So the place where the Balon, if it was found in that area, which was outside of the tanner itself, Mokum Yeshivas HaTzavo, or the one who was making dyes, would sit. Malkum Shivas Shalki Zaysim, place where someone cooked Zaysim would sit. One cooked olives is Toho, because that's considered outside of the Kli, even though it was connected to the Kli. Etama Elam Yestima Minapnim. That Lamaisa, the Tum is only from the area of the inside of this kli that used to hold the liquid, that's makavya, hold the food, whatever's in it, that's tamei.